Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And that's going to do it for Morning Edition this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how the prices opened on the Chicago Board of Trade and the other wheat exchanges. In fact, most of them opened higher. The wheat ended kind of mixed to a lower, but right now the market in general is trading higher as we move into the second half hour of trading in this Wednesday, on this Tuesday. The Kansas City July wheat contract opened this morning at 9.02. That was down 2 cents a bushel. September opened unchanged at 9.13¾. Minneapolis spring wheat for July opened at 10.95, down 3. September unchanged at 9.64. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, July wheat, the nearby contract opened at 8.66 a bushel, down a quarter cent. September down a quarter at 8.84. December 9.07, down 1. March 9.27½, down a half. In the corn pit in Chicago, July opened at 7.27, up 2¾. September 7.42, up 3¼ cents. December corn 7.60½, up a penny and a quarter. March corn 7.77, up 2¼. May 7.85½, up 3. And July of next year 7.87, up 2¾. Same as the September of 09 contract 7.38, up 2¾ cents. In the bean complex, nearby July opened at 15.20, up 5 cents. A bushel of August beans at 15.22, up 5 as well. September, 15.07, up 2. November, 15.09, up 6½. January beans, 15.24, up 7¾ cents. March, 15.26, up 6¾. And the May opened at 15.25, up 4¾. July next year, 15.03, up 4½ cents. In the products, July bean meal opened at 404 even, unchanged. Soy meal for August at 402 even, up 60. July bean oil opened at 63.45, up 18, and August 63.65, up 4. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June live cattle opened this morning at 97 even, up 35 cents a hundredweight. August 105 even, up 30. October 112.40, up 15. December 113.80, up 35. August feeder cattle opened at 113.65, up 60. September 115.05, up 62½. October 116.10, up 37½. November feeders opened down 2½ at 116.20. July lean hogs opened at 76.05, 100 weight down 20. August 77.45, up 10. October opened at 76.30, down 32½. December unchanged at 77.80. Pork bellies for July opened at 73.40, up 30, and the August contract 74 even, up 25.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Another dollar a barrel jump in the price of oil at the moment. The August crude contract in New York is at $137.75. That's up $1.01. In the metals right now, the August or the July silver contract is down about 2 cents at $16.77 an ounce. Gold for August is up $6.80 at $8.94 an ounce. The U.S. dollar index is at 73.05, down 38. The CRB index 456.85, up 147. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down about 58 points, about a half a percent at 11,785. The NASDAQ down 25 points and change at 2360. The S&P index down 7 points right now at 1311. Trade right now on the boards of trade, the Kansas City wheat up 7 to 8¼ cents, a little bit higher in Chicago, 9¾ to 10 cents up. Corn is up fractionally to 4¼ cents on the March contract for next year, and the beans are between 7 and 11 cents higher. Joining us now for this look at the markets on Tuesday is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning. How are we doing today?
Pretty good. Started a little mixed, up from there.
You know, we opened with a little easier tone here this morning. We found some buying support, whizzed on up here. And in just the last 20 seconds or so, we're back to about unchanged with the corn here now. Just sort of a mixed idea on what to do and what sort of weather's coming in. whether it's going to stay cool and just get a little bit of rain, or whether we're going to add too much rain or go turn off to be dry. So we've turned into a weather market here right now and watching pretty closely.
And the weather market means right now it's pretty undetermined, I guess, right?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of areas that are finishing up replanting, having some other problems going along that way. We saw the crop conditions improve yesterday, not thinking the corn might improve, but, you know, we've seen a lot of improvement in our area as far as some of the corn looking a lot better, but some of it that has been, you know, severely damaged and probably needs to be destroyed and replanted or planted to beans. So we've got a lot of anticipation as to what the real damage is out there. You know, trying to assess that's a big thing.
Beans are still up in the, you know, dime or so range. That hasn't moved back and forth?
No, we're up about 7 to 8 cents in the beans, 7 to 9 cents in the beans here right now. You know, looking at a lot of these beans that are being planted, that did get planted over the last week, real late dates. So, you know, we got to figure that the yields are going to be more like double crop yields.
How about the outside markets? What are they playing? What role are they playing, if anything?
The crude oil was up sharply overnight on the rumors that there had been an attack on the Iranian nuclear plant. Mm-hmm. That's been disavowed by the Iranians this morning. So we've slacked off. We're only up 29 cents in the crude, but still up around $137 a barrel. So, you know, that's still an awful lofty price there, and adding that way. Also, the gold market's up $5.60. That has backed off about $4 from its earlier high.
Now, what are the technical charts looking like on the upward?
Well, I mean, you know, we're in a consolidation phase. We seem to here. We backed up. We've seemed to hold support right in here, Tom. And, you know, really we haven't broke anything to the downside yet, but we still have some resistance to the upside at our last week's highs.
What's the bottom line for producers at this point?
The bottom line is, you know, it's one of those situations. It's the time of year where you would think you should be making sales, but most of us are looking out and seeing some very poor crops looking there. We don't know what we're going to produce. We don't know what the weather's going to be, as it might stress a little harder. So probably most of us are caught up enough for sales at this point in time. We'd really like to be, you know, buying some puts or doing something here, but everybody's a little bit skeptical right here, Tom.
You got a really mixed cattle market right now. Hogs are a little bit lower on the market. Any take on that?
Well, I think that, you know, we've seen some really good movements in the cattle and hogs here as of late, and we're just seeing that the cutout did improve a little bit yesterday. But, you know, like I say, for right now, I think that we're, you know, just a little setback for one day is not a big deal.
Anything else today?
That's about it for now.
All right. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Back to the board right now in Kansas City. July wheat is up 9 cents a bushel at the moment in fast track trade at 9.13. September up 12 and 3 quarters at 9.26 and a half. Chicago July wheat at 8.72 a bushel, up 5 and 3 quarters. September 8.90, up 5 and 3 quarters as well. Dease wheat up 10 right now at 9.18. July corn down a quarter cent at 7.24, but the September is up a quarter at 7.39. And the December corn not going anywhere, unchanged at 7.59 and a quarter. March corn for next year, though, up 4 and a quarter cents at 7.79. July soybeans are up 11 cents a bushel right now at 15.26. The August at 15.27, up 10. September 15.12, up 7. November up 6.5 right now at 15.09. July soybean meal up 150 at 405.50. The July bean oil contract up 43 at 63.70. On the Merck, June live cattle are up 45 cents at 97.10 a hundredweight, but the August is down 47.5 at 104.22.5. August feeder cattle at 113.15 up 10, and the September down 2.5 at 114.40. Lean hogs for July are at 75.20 down 105, August 76.50 down 85, and pork bellies for July at 72.90 down 20. Again, looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it is down about 42 points. It's been moving a little bit up since the open. It was down about 100 points after the opening bell. Now it's at 11,800. The NASDAQ is down 18.5 cents at 23.67. The S&P down 5 at 13.13. And the crude oil contract for August is up 91 cents a barrel now at 137.65. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We'll have our next market update coming your way at 10:58 this morning. And, of course, stay tuned for the closing market report. Todd Gleason comes your way with that at 2:06 this afternoon Central Time.